It is Sunday morning, November the 10th, and we have 2.5 weeks until Thanksgiving Day. I thought it would be good for us this morning to consider a biblical text for Thanksgiving, which is found in Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 21. So turn to that in your Bible and be ready to study a biblical text for Thanksgiving, Ephesians 5, 15 through 21. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we join in the prayer of this song, asking that the Holy Spirit breathe on us this morning the freshness and the refreshing, renewing Word of God into our hearts, that we may fully adore you and worship you and give you the glory due your holy name. As we approach this text, we ask that the Holy Spirit will teach us the truth and that we may respond in a way that honors you and pleases you. And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now would you follow as I read from Ephesians 5, 15 through 21. Paul has written, "See then that you live responsibly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, which is destructive, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in reverence for God." Now, to glean the truth from this text, I thought it would be good to ask this question: what does this text teach us about giving thanks? And first of all, we find this truth, that giving thanks is produced by the Holy Spirit in verse 18, be filled with the Spirit, and then we have the results of speaking and singing and giving thanks. Now, as we learn about the Christian's relationship to the Holy Spirit, the biblical word is indwelling. Paul uses that word in 1 Corinthians. Indwelling means to live within or to abide within, and therefore every believer is filled with the Holy Spirit, and this text gives us the evidence. Now, we know that there's great controversy about this because a community of people known as the Pentecostals or Charismatics believe that there is a separation of Christians. Some are filled with the Spirit and some are not. So if you meet one of them, they will immediately ask you, "Are you filled with the Spirit? Do you speak in tongues?" And you would say, "No." "Do you work miracles?" You would say, "No, but God does." Now, if someone approaches you that way, I hope you and I are free to say, "Yes, we are filled with the Holy Spirit." And they would say, "How?" And we would take them to this passage and say that we speak the Word of God to each other. We have a song in our hearts. And we give thanks to God. And that is the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now we also know that the Holy Spirit produces fruit, according to Galatians 5:22 and 23. In 19 to 22, we have a list of the works of the flesh. And in verse 23, Paul lists the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and so on and so on. Nine things listed there. Now that list is not meant to be exhaustive, but a part of what the Holy Spirit produces in our life. We could also say the Holy Spirit produces thanks. Speaking to one another, singing in your heart, giving thanks to God. The Holy Spirit produces thanksgiving in our hearts. That is a life of gratitude for grace. The sinful person, realizing that condemnation and hell is what we deserve, that sinner saved out of that by grace has a gratitude that cannot be produced in any other way. So the Holy Spirit produces thanks. There's a parallel passage in Colossians chapter 3. Let me read it. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So we have the indwelling Spirit who uses the indwelling Word to produce thanks in our hearts. Now, this Word of Christ dwelling in us doesn't mean we have to know everything, but we submit to what we know. The Holy Spirit then is producing thanks in our heart. Now, the second thing we learn here in this text is the plan for thanksgiving according to verse 20. And here is what we read. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a plan, a directive. But we need to be careful. I personally dislike the use of the word key. This is the key to success. This is the secret to understanding. These are the steps. It becomes too legalistic. And while we have this plan in verse 20, we need to be careful that we maintain the freedom of expressing prayer to God. When Martin Luther was once in a bind, he simply said, "Lord, send help." When Peter was sinking in the water, he said, "Lord, save me." When Nehemiah was in trouble, he said, "So I prayed to the God of heaven." But we do have this plan here, and it deserves our attention and something to think about during this Thanksgiving season as we do give thanks. Now, how should it be done? Or what should we think about? First of all, we give thanks to God the Father. That is direct. Direct thanks to God the Father. Now, many people will be celebrating Thanksgiving Day, and they may have in their being some sense of gratitude and thanks. But some of them will be giving thanks to Mother Nature, or to Mother Earth, or to some other being. No, true thanksgiving is directed to God the Father. You say, why is this so? Are we not to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. Should we not give thanks to the Holy Spirit? Yes. But this is a family situation. This is a son and daughter giving thanks to God the Father. That's the first step. The second thing we learn here is that we give thanks to God the Father always for all things. Is that possible? Can we, living in this world, living through this life, which has tragedy, catastrophe, illness, death, hurt, trouble, difficulty, and trial, could a person give thanks always for all things to God the Father? This is only possible for a person who believes in the absolute sovereignty of God. Not his partial sovereignty, but his absolute sovereignty, because we believe that he is able to work all things together for good. So that as a way of life, we live giving thanks to God the Father always for all things, because he is able. So we can think of the circumstances of our life this morning. He is able. He's able to start anything. He's able to stop anything. He's able to turn anything. He's able to change anything. He is able to take a rebellious sinner and cause that sinner to love him. He is able to take a Christian who is stumbling and cause that Christian to walk with him. Yes, this plan of thanksgiving is real to those who believe in the absolute sovereignty of God. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, because of believing in his absolute sovereignty, we know that there is nothing that enters our life that is not by his direct providence. Therefore, we trust him and give thanks. Giving thanks to God the Father always for all things is our way of life. Now, the third thing in this plan is to do this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a well-known thing to Christians, but I'm afraid it has become sort of like magic or superstition that if we don't say these words, that the prayer is inadequate. What does it mean to pray in the name of Christ? We need to be careful it is not a vain repetition, and we don't tack it on to the end of a prayer without the proper attitude. So what are we saying when we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, to do that is an acknowledgement. We are acknowledging Him as Lord and Savior and Mediator. We are confessing Him. We are making a statement that we believe in Him, and that without Him there is no access into the presence of our holy and just Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. He is our access. When we pray in Jesus' name, we are saying, He is our acceptance. It may be that at the time we pray, we certainly are not holy. We certainly are not in a position of being worthy to pray. But praying in His name, we have the same acceptance He has with the Father. So to pray in His name is a marvelous privilege of acknowledging and confessing Him and believing in Him as our access and our acceptance. It also means that we're praying to honor Him. To pray in His name means that we would not say or ask anything against Him that is not honoring to Him. In a sense, it is saying we would not pray any prayer He would not pray. We pray to honor Him, giving thanks always for all things. What a life it is to live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. But we need to consider the opposite. What is the opposite of being a thankful person? A person who is not thankful usually carries this demeanor of being, first of all, very critical. Nothing is right. Ever complaining. An unthankful person is a very unhappy person. And usually very, very angry and resentful. An unthankful person is full of self-pity. And a person who is not thankful has usually poisoned the mind and the heart and the system. And life is sort of downhill all the way. Not being a thankful person usually ruins relationships. And you could go on and on considering the opposite. What should be a motivation and inspiration and enablement for us to pray to the Lord God to make us thankful people? Because God can take unthankful people and cause them to be thankful to Him. A person could have lived many years in this life never, ever having given thanks to God. And God, by the Holy Spirit, can enter that person's life, soften that heart, bring the realization of grace, and cause that person to bow in humility and give thanks to God the Father always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are able. And in spite of resistance and opposition, you can take us who rebel and disobey and cause us to be turned in humility and worship towards you to give you thanks. Right now, this morning, together, we give thanks to God the Father, always for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.